Top 6 Reasons Why FBA Sellers Fail into Amazon Business. Amazon, the word is a boon to most of the sellers while it turns into a nightmare for many sellers, especially fulfillment by Amazon. Today, we will discuss what's go wrong with FBA sellers that leads to failure. 6 Common FBA Mistakes That Leads to Failure. Wrong Product Launch. I went to a mall and purchased any item. It is okay. Being a customer, it will not impact me. But I am starting an online business and sell any product. It is not a good practice. The wrong product launching will incur heavy loss. This is the most common problem with sellers who failed in the Amazon fulfilled business. Amazon is a wide marketplace and a home to millions of sellers. It has a huge competition for best selling items. You need to audit the Amazon industry in reference to the Amazon product and its niche. This way you can decide what to sell on Amazon as the FBA seller. You should do effective Amazon product research for FBA, check product competition, monthly sales volume, price history, reviews and ratings, etc. Find a product having good sales and average seller ratings is below 100. This way you should find a product to launch. Misconceptions about Amazon fulfilled business. Amazon is a marketplace to sell products. You use Amazon warehouse to keep your products. It charges you monthly storage fees $390 cubic feet. Amazon charge you fulfillment fees to ship your orders to customer. Amazon charge you referral fees on every order 15% of the selling price. Also, you need to be a professional seller in order to enjoy Amazon advertising services and unlimited warehouse storage. The professional seller fees is $39.99. Sellers think Amazon FBA incurs order shipment fees only. But there are other charges that I mentioned above. This misconceptions impact the profit. They experience loss because they do not count these expenses while calculating profit. Bulk inventory. Business is a risk and take a risk. Sellers purchase bulk inventory above 1,000 units and send it to Amazon warehouse. But you should think of one thing. Amazon provides you platform and not help you make sales. You need to do promotions and run PPC to sell. You starting the business from 0 reviews and ratings on a fresh listing. So, it is advisable to take low risk. Launch a product with limited stock under 500 units. You can give big order to supplier if the first inventory makes good sales. Investment. The investment you put to sourcing products, you will need almost same investment for promotion. PPC, coupon codes, social media ads, and storage fees, etc. Sellers do not keep the same budget as a backup fund for advertising. They will because of lack of fund for promotion. You need to keep paying monthly storage fees to Amazon. In the end, if you decide to end up the business, you have two options left: either call the inventory at your home or dispose it through Amazon. For both services, again you need to pay Amazon to stop getting charged for storage fees and professional plan subscription. So, better idea is to spend half investment in product sourcing and keep half budget for promotion and selling. Multiple product launch. A new business introduces new opportunities as well as setbacks. To earn as many money, sellers often stuck into traps. They launch multiple products at a time. This leads to failure. A launch of more than 2 products will demand money and time. You need to spend on all products individually for promotion and advertising. Many sellers revealed the launch of multiple products was the reason behind quitting business. Instead, you should keep foot step by step. Let one product succeed and launch another afterwards. This way you will have good experience of how Amazon business works. You will not do the same mistake that you did with the first product launch. No product inspection. You are finding a supplier from Alib.